Survivors of institutional child sex abuse are being warned the payments they're hoping to receive under the National Redress Scheme may be far less than anticipated. Lawyers and victims' advocates say the Royal Commission's recommendation that any previous compensation survivors have received be indexed for inflation and deducted from their redress payment is not widely understood and will devastate many applicants. Samantha Donovan explains.
Survivor advocacy group CLAN is angry about a little-known element of the proposed national redress scheme.
This is like robbing the poorest victims in Australia, and I urge the Prime Minister, as the patron of CLAN, to cease this injustice.
Under the proposed redress scheme, people who've already received compensation from an offending institution can apply for a so-called top-up payment. But the first payment, possibly including Medicare and lawyers' fees, will be indexed for inflation and deducted from their redress. It's a Royal Commission recommendation that shocks CLAN CEO Leonie Sheedy.
The indexing of poultry payments that were given to care leavers, it's immoral. They're going to index them on the gross amount, not the net amount that they got. So the lawyers' fees are included in that. They didn't get that money. The lawyers got the money.
Melbourne lawyer Angela Zadrinas has handled compensation claims for hundreds of institutional child sex abuse survivors. She too is concerned that the indexing of payments may see people getting far less than they expect under the redress scheme.
For example, a payment of $30,000, which was a pretty average payment 10 to 15 years ago in this type of claim. Adjusted for inflation, that payment might have a notional value in today's terms of $60,000 or $70,000. Our understanding is that the average payment under redress will be between $65,000 and $75,000. So a survivor may not actually be entitled to any further payment under the current proposed redress arrangements.
How shocking do you think that might be to some of your clients who are anxiously awaiting the redress scheme in the hope that they will get some more help?
I'm very significantly concerned that the redress arrangements will actually end up being another slap in the face for survivors. I think very few will receive the proposed maximum payment of $150,000. And then when you take into account prior payments adjusted for inflation, there may be many victims who will not receive any further compensation.
So far, only New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT have agreed to join the National Redress Scheme. It's due to start on July the 1st.
Samantha Donovan.